Well, Connor, this is a weird day, I'm sure, but based on everything that sort of unfolded over the past 3 weeks, based on everything that's happened over the past 5 years of your life, hard to put it all into words, I'm sure, but do your best for me. How does today feel?
Yeah, like you said, it's pretty weird. You know, I've been in this league for a long time, and to have it kind of all go away just like that is pretty, you know, emotional. But yeah, I couldn't be more proud of, you know, what our team accomplished, and just being able to, you know, make some history with these guys. And, you know, it was just fantastic.
Of course, you're going to remember bits and pieces of every season in the league, Connor, but to be one of only three 20-year-olds, I know it's a special honor, and I know it meant a lot to you. Can you just sort of speak, kind of a two-parter, some of the 20s that were influential to you going through the WHL, and just what you tried to then emulate to the younger players with the Giants?
Yeah, I think, honestly, it took a little bit from all of them. I mean, right from the time I got in the league, when I had you know, Glenn Godden and you know, Matteo Gennaro, they were just fantastic. And you know, just, and then even last year in the bubble, Leaps and Florzy and Nealer, just kind of, you know, making sure that you know, you're leaders and you're just doing all the little things right, and take pride in, you know, having fun in your last year. And yeah, so just stuff like that was, I took away from those guys.
You traded to the Vancouver Giants in November of 2019. And of course, no one would really predict the madness that would sort of unfold over those next 3 years, Connor. But, you know, just speak to your time here, the friendships you've made, the on-ice, the off-ice. What is sort of the last 3 years in Vancouver? What memories sort of flood to mind?
Yeah, I mean, I was very thankful to get traded here. I mean, it's a you know, first class organization, and you know, when I found out I was coming to Vancouver, I was just so excited. And yeah, I mean, it was you know, some of the best years of my life here. You know, kind of being close to home, you know, seeing friends and family, you know, come out to games in Kelowna and stuff like that. So. And then just, you know, the boys in the room and all the coaching staff and, you know, my billets and just all the people I've met along the way, you know, it was just such a great ride.
Obviously, it's early days, and I don't mean to put unruly pressure on the situation by asking you, Connor, but what if any thought have you sort of given to the next few weeks? Of course, you're going to be mulling through a few different scenarios, but are you sort of leaning one way or the other? Are you going to explore pro possibilities? WHL scholarship program, we know what benefits that all sort of has, or is this sort of a time for you to just decompress and sort of try your best to sort of reflect on 5 years without having to make a rash decision?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I mean, definitely gonna need some time to, like you said, just recompress and you know, think about you know, just what the last 5 years have been. And but at the same time, you know, I got to make some decisions about next year too. I'm obviously hoping that a pro opportunity will come up. You know, that's been my goal all year. So hopefully that comes up. If not, you know, I've got lots of schools that are interested, and, you know, I'll start that process in the coming weeks and days.
What do you make of the future of the Vancouver Giants when you see, you know, the youth that got a hell of an experience, you know, going through two rounds of the playoffs? You think about, you know, Mazden Leslie, you think about, you know, Ty Haliburta, Ethan Semenuk, Jaden Lipinski, Colton Roberts, and on and on and on. Your thought on what the future holds for the organization?
Yeah, I mean, it's super bright. You know, I couldn't be more happy for those guys that they got to go through, you know, this playoff run and just get that experience, especially just because of how the last few years have been. You know, guys like Chucky and Leaser, who were, you know, 16 once too, I mean, they never really got to go through it. So it was their first time. So for those guys to get an opportunity to kind of go through that at such a young age, you know, I think it's great for them, and it will only make them, you know, better players going on in the future. And I mean, this organization is going to be in good hands for a long time.
Last one, Connor, just a thought from you about, you know, the contributions of your family, your minor hockey coaches, everyone that sort of contributed something to sort of get you to this point. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I mean, to my family, I mean, I love you guys. You guys did so much for me growing up to get me to this point. My coaches all the way through from minor hockey. I mean, my dad was a coach for a long time, so... you know, thank you to all my coaches and all the way up to, you know, all my junior coaches and junior teammates. And, you know, thank you for all the good times. And then last but not least, I think just thanks to my billets and all the fans who, you know, supported myself and, you know, the Vancouver Giants all year and over the past 3 years.